Welcome to FBO here on Ecstatic Radio. I am Henry here for episode 22. That's right, we're back. Yeah, I know we've been out for a while, but the good thing is at least that we have some pretty badass new tunes. So let's get to it. This first band right here, this is the mighty War Boy.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, dying time's here.
You're what he gave you.
That second band was Bad Looks with their song Pink Noir. Now this next band, they played for us back in May over in Alex's bar. They had a really great set. They're Ursula, and they have a new some new music out there. This one of this is a cover by one of my favorite female singers from the Cranberries. This is Salvation, and then let's play two more of their original songs. How about that? This is Ursula.
Cause it's not
Let's keep the punk rock going with Recoil. Again, that was Recoil. Now, something I like to do here on FEO is do some or tell some weird stories I find on the internet. I just like to call them NewsX. It's usually from the same websites, but I guess HuffPost. But let's see what we got going on recently. This one is says suspect's loud farts helps police sniff out his hiding place. Man, that's like it's like the worst time to lay one out. You know, you always think like, man, the worst time to lay one out is in a first date or doing a funeral or, I don't know, some other time. But this time, I guess, you know, if you're doing something illegal and you're being chased or something, or you're hiding from the cops or something, I guess that could take the prize of the worst times to fart. A man trying to elude police in Missouri ended up being betrayed by his own backside. Liberty Police Department officers over the weekend were searching vainly for a man wanted on a warrant charging possession of a controlled substance. According to, I guess the controlled substance was not his ass. The suspect might have gotten away if he hadn't been betrayed by his own butt. It seems the man let out a huge fart right at the wrong time, allowing officers to sniff out where he was hiding. Authorities said, are you still not going to run or something? You're just hoping that they probably didn't smell it. I guess he's so used to his own fart smell, he's just like, you won't find it. I don't smell anything. Cops didn't release the man's identity. The nearby Clay County Sheriff's Office got wind of the arrest and decided to turn it into a cautionary tale, presumably to discourage others from engaging in criminal behavior
or at least avoiding beans before any illegal activity. Avoiding beans, burritos, and pretty much anything that Chipotle has to offer. So that is, I guess, the worst time to lay one out. This usually, I personally feel like there's never a worse time to lay one out. If you gotta lay one out, you gotta lay one out. But I guess unless you're doing something illegal, you might not want to do that. So here's the next one: is Twitter users have wild guesses after Trump store says something big is coming. The Twitter feed for the store sent out a video filled with patriotic music and a variety of Trump products, no doubt soon to be available for sale in time for 4th of July. The store has come under fire for selling merch made overseas, despite the Trump family's often extensive use of patriotic imagery. So here's some things, I guess, pretty much saying something big is coming, but I guess Twitter users like to have some fun with it. So here's some things like the soul of a GOP senator. Is it an orange jumpsuit? Is it Trump's tax returns that would be bigly? Commemorative impeachment resignation coins? Oh, that would be nice. Impeachment handcuffs? Impeachment bobbleheads? So a lot of it has to do with the impeachment stuff. So you can see where people are going with this. Now with even more made in China? Bigly. Children and animals shouldn't be exploited to sell your crappy products. Profiting off the presidency is a violation of the Constitution. So a lot of people like to use that to voice their opinions about all that stuff. So good luck. I think anything that Trump tweets is just, gonna be bashed on. So how about he just doesn't and tries to do some presidential stuff? At least try, So I got some listeners probably gonna stop listening to me because of that. But Anyway. So let's go with the next one. No DUI for woman arrested for driving toy truck while drunk. So there you go. If you're after the bar, if you're leaving the bar and you're thinking about, or you're going to a bar, you're thinking, man, should I just drive there or Uber it? Or how am I going to do this when I get home all loaded and shit? So I guess the best thing to do is just drive a toy truck. Drive a toy truck over there and then you drive it back and you won't get no DUI. A South Carolina woman who police say was driving drunk while will not be cited with a DUI because her vehicle of choice was a toy truck. News outlets quote police as saying that instead they charged 25-year-old Megan Holman with public intoxication. Oh, that's still not good. You don't want to do that. They say they spotted her cruising down the road in a Power Wheels electric toy truck after a caller reported a suspicious person on the street. Officers say she was driving about a mile from her home in Walhalla when they stopped her. So, again, yeah, that's one way to cheat the system. But you're still going to get a public intoxication, which is still not very good. But at least you're not getting a DUI. You know how that goes. Those DUIs, you don't want to get that. You also don't want to kill anybody. If anything, you probably get killed because somebody not see you in that toy truck. But, at least, you don't get a DUI. That's all that matters. That's the point of this story. Don't get a DUI. Just drive a toy truck. April the giraffe is going on birth control after 5 calves. Man, people should learn about this giraffe. There will be no more babies for April, the giraffe that enthralled viewers worldwide with 2 live stream pregnancies and births. Jordan Patch of Animal Adventure Park in Herbstville, New York says Thursday that 17-year-old April will start contraceptives on Friday. Oh man, 5 babies at 17. There you go. That's another cast for a teen mom or something. Park's breeding program. Patch announced on Facebook that the park's care team decided to retire April following the birth of her 5th calf, Azizi, in March. More than 300,000 people watched the birth live on YouTube. I don't get it. Why would you do that? That's disgusting. Why would you want to watch some birth that's not even your baby? April drew more than 232 million views on the site during a 7-week period in 2017 before she gave birth to another calf, Tajiri. Patch says the zoo's breeding program will continue with a new female, Johari. Oh man, that's poor Johari. And April's former mate, Oliver. Oh, nice. So, nice going for Oliver. April will be housed with Tajiri and Azizi. Yeah, people should learn from that. You got 5 already and you're 17 or anything near that. You should probably not. And if you're the dude, though, keep on going. And we'll keep on going with more music over here with, this band called Mesa Lanes.
American. I'm gonna try to tell you why I feel this way. I'm so glad that I'm an American, a cool American guy. Rock TV, so American. Case Americans, the other countries for me, left me to the USA. I'm so glad that I'm an American, a cool American guy. Just a cool American guy. Ups and downs, so American. Put me in New York or in LA, I'll be okay. I'm so glad that I'm an American, a cool American guy. Just a cool American guy. Just a cool American guy. Just a cool American guy. Sitting there in your punk rock palace, you want everyone to know what a drag it is you have to be so beautiful. Blitz in your dress and your eye, not alone, and your pouting lips upset. Drag and drop in Photoshop, upload your distress. Thank you to pick out your new friends like tattoos on the wall. Every time you open your mouth, you make my skin and crawl. Sitting on the couch with your toenails painted, but you got nowhere to go. Dog is barking and your phone is ringing, so you drop 14 narcos. Everyone knows where the problem lies, it's lying in your bed. Boy in the bushes and a tracker on the car, stingy, it's in your head. Thank you to pick out your new friends like tattoos on the wall. Every time you open your mouth, you make my skin head crawl. Spin off ice, it's a bitter out of life, but the bitter in return. The chunkier bone, you only have to jump the phone with words I can't discern. Burn thoughts up and that's your doctor's shopping, turn ill without a cure. Clingers on clinging and skin is human, city it's such a blur. Thank you to pick out your new friends like tattoos on the wall. Every time you open your mouth, you make my skin hit crawl. Fishnets falling and you got nowhere to go. Feel like crying and your nerves are fried, so you do a little blow. Boy in the bushes and a phone that's hot, what a sorry state you're in. Spinning out vice and a roll of dice, you let those fuckers in. Drinking, got no new friends like tattoos on the wall. Every time you open your mouth, you make my skin head crawl.
Again, that was Mesa Lanes. That'll do it for me today for episode 22. I got two more songs for you. But again, you can follow us on Twitter, Instagram, preferably Instagram, Facebook, at Ecstatic Radio, I can't even spell my own show. Anyway, Ecstatic Radio. And yeah, follow us for another more episode. Subscribe to the channel on iTunes and everything, so you can just get every time whenever I do a new show, a new episode. And so watch for these bands. You know, I'm going to tag them when I post about them, so you could look for them and listen to more of their stuff. All these bands are pretty awesome. But these guys, Hayden, they're really cool guys right here. Again, this is Hayden. Enjoy.
Disaster right from the start. never said, could it be that there's no other way? I'm getting used to the pain you put on me. Reactions unraveling. Disaster right from the start. Until she rips me apart. Disaster right from